For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Faulmus. The Gopher men went to the wire with Wisconsin last night, and what a finish.
Free throw. No good. Still some life. No timeouts. Gophers need a three. Asima to Tyson. A three to tie it. Yeah! With 4.6, we're deadlocked. Here comes Blackwell with two, with one, a three to win it. It is good. A 25-footer for Blackwell to win it. And they're running all over the opponent's floor, and we've seen this movie before.
Mike Grimm on the Gophers Radio Network. So close, but in the end, it's the Badgers that come to the barn and get the victory. In Milwaukee, however...
Rob will miss at the buzzer, and that will do it. What a dominant performance by Minnesota. 76 points in the first half, 63 more in the second half. Balanced attack in a convincing 139-106 win as they sweep the Bucks.
Alan Horton on the Timberwolves Radio Network. Wolves are in Houston on Friday. The Vikings had their end-of-season media gathering yesterday, including head coach Kevin O'Connell. He touched on his young quarterback, J.J. McCarthy.
We're still looking at a quarterback who's, you know, started 10 games, 10 out of what a possible 34 in 2 years. Not the ideal path for a young quarterback to develop on the field, but I thought he did. I thought he did some really good things. And J.J. McCarthy is a guy that wants to be great. I know he's going to work tirelessly to do that. I know his teammates have a lot of confidence in what he's going to go to work to improve on this offseason and come back and have a great offseason and be ready to hit the ground running.
That's Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell. The Gopher women are at Williams Arena tonight. Kevin Faulmus, MNN Sports.